that the more valuable you are to your business, the less valuable your business is. Now, this truth can be difficult to hear. As entrepreneurs, we not only believe we can do it all, but in the back of our minds, we believe we must do it all. Because frankly, we always have done it all. And so far, well, in the early days at least, doing it all worked just fine. Heck, it's what got us where we are today. But now, doing it all isn't working as well as it once did, is it? This is why I call it the founder's curse. The skills, talents, and abilities that were required in the early days of our businesses, the ones that enabled us to succeed where others failed, are the same skills, talents, and abilities that will eventually cause our businesses to stall out and us to burn out. Because what nobody tells us is that the operating system required to launch a business is not the same operating system that we need to scale our business. What is an operating system? A business operating system is the single source of truth that documents what a company does, how it does it, and the progress it's making towards its stated goals and objectives. Now, whether you realize it or not, your company is already running on an operating system, or an OS, as we like to call it. Just like a computer, it's critical that you always run the most up-to-date version of your company OS, of that company operating system, if you want to maximize output and prevent the systems, both you and your company, from crashing. So what exactly is an operating system anyway? Well, according to my sources, i.e. Google, the definition of an operating system is a set of algorithms and a common language that enables different components to communicate with one another in support of the desired outputs of a machine. Now, if you look closely, you'll see that there are three components listed in this definition that make up any operating system. Number one, a set of algorithms. Number two, a common language. And number three, desired outputs. Let's break down each one and discuss how these three components relate to both computer operating systems and business operating systems. Component number one, a set of algorithms. Don't let the technical jargon scare you. Algorithm is just a fancy word for rule. In other words, when programmers talk about algorithms of an operating system, they're referring to the rules that are written into the source code that govern how that particular operating system will function. Businesses have algorithms too. While they may not be hard-coded into actual source code, algorithms exist in the form of checklists, standard operating procedures, and company policies, as well as many of the unwritten tribal rules that govern the organization. Component number two, a common language. Common language refers to the user interface of a computer device, how you experience using your phone or your laptop, for instance. Common language also specifically refers to how different components of a device communicate with one another in relative harmony. For example, it's thanks to common language that an S appears on the screen when you click the S on your keyboard, and it's common language that causes the cursor on your screen to move to the right when you move your mouse to the right. Said another way, it is common language that enables all the different parts of a system to agree on what reality is so that they can work together in a predictable, efficient, and harmonious manner. Companies need to have a common language too. As companies scale, it's vital that everyone in the organization, no matter their department, has access to the same data and can communicate information back and forth. The most typical way businesses establish a common language is through regular meetings, but metric scorecards and communication tools like email, Slack, and Zoom also make up a common language of a company's operating system. And we're going to get to all that stuff. Component number three, desired outputs. Desired outputs are the actual work product of a computer system. It could be the creation of a new marketing campaign, the drafting of an important speech, or just the scrolling of your social media feed to kill some time while you stand in line at the bank. The point is, anytime you sit down at your computer or pull out your phone, you have a desired output in mind, and it's the job of the operating system to ensure your desired output is achieved, however big or however small. Companies have desired outputs too. They might be called goals or objectives. They may even be contained in your mission or your vision statements. The point is, whether they're framed and hanging on a wall for all to see or stuck somewhere in the back of the mind of the CEO, all businesses have desired outputs. So, if all businesses have a set of algorithms, even if the rules are unwritten, if they have a